show. We're launching into hour number two of the program. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Another man with a fair amount of free features on his website is our very own Nick, who joins us from Free Minds TV. Normally, he is a television anchorman during the week for Free Minds TV. And you can go and see him and Toby at freemindstv.com.
And we do have an audio-only podcast now for online listeners, which is available through the website, and you can get on iTunes and all kinds of places. So we're doing that, too.
That's pretty cool as well. That's a relatively recent addition to the show, so take your pick. And in fact, are you still doing the audio track version of the video?
Yep, you can still listen to the television show as an audio podcast online.
But you're doing one specifically audio only as well.
Yep, cool. We are. We thought it'd be a little bit better.
So you're not taking the audio from the show?
Both. You're doing both.
We do both.
Okay.
Two different shows, audio versions per week, so there's the audio track from the television show,
gotcha.
And then there's a special free, what they're calling Free Minds TV Radio or Free Minds Radio.
Free Minds Radio is what we're calling it, but you get it through the same place. So,
did you guys look into getting on the local college station?
We've not done that yet, but we are mulling it over.
I think that'd be a cool idea, because I don't think the local station's going to hire anybody new anytime soon, so getting on something for free would be the next best thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's a small station, so they're probably just looking for stuff to fill out their content, too. So,
800-259-9231, we go to your phone calls and start things out with Michael in North Carolina on the Appalachian Trail. Hello, Michael.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Beautiful evening here right beside Fontana Lake. The sun's going over the mountains. Just beautiful. But I'll talk about that tomorrow because there's something government-related that I need to check out here, but that's not why I called. The reason I called is to remind all you taxpayers out there that today is April 15th. It is the day that you need to take your Form 1040 and burn it.
I don't know if most of them are going to do that, Michael. I'm afraid my girlfriend went and put her tax forms in the mail today. I wouldn't have even known it was that day unless she had actually, you know, if she hadn't waited till the last day in this particular case, it would have gone by unannounced for me. And in fact, I was so unawares of what day it was that there was, some sort of a protest that was hastily scheduled this morning, and I didn't even realize it was going on until this afternoon. So I missed out on all the protesting. I'm bummed out about
it. Yeah, I didn't even realize it either. I've been so busy hiking, but I guess one of the other hikers here said he forgot to file his taxes today, and that reminded me of it.
So but, does that mean that you yourself have burned a 1040 and that you are no longer a slave to the system?
Well, I don't have a 1040 out here, but if I did, I'd burn it. Because
I filed my 4860
federal
today,
income
so.
Taxes.
So you
have not filed federal.
You have not filed in when? I'm sorry. We're both talking over top of one another. You have not filed your federal. Say again.
I've not filed the federal income tax since 2005.
I think that's about the year I stopped filing as well. So we're about in the same club.
And I do not intend to.
Well, now, why is that? What is your rationale for someone that is listening and hearing this for the first time and thinking, what?
He's not paying his fair share?
Yeah. Well, how would you address that?
Well, here's the thing. We all know that the federal government is much too big. It does way too many things that it shouldn't be doing.
Like exists.
The only way that we're going to stop the federal government from doing the things it shouldn't be doing is to stop feeding money to it, because that's just coal on the fire that keeps it going.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't make their process any more difficult, though I don't know how much more difficult it would become even if a significant chunk of Americans stopped paying. They could just print out more money. I'm not trying to make it so people continue filing. I'm just looking at it from their perspective. I don't think they really care that much.
We heard this story in jail. Where it says the IRS didn't take in $300 billion that it said it was owed, and that's from the people that aren't filing now, or they're just writing wrong numbers on their form to get more money back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If that increases, then it will definitely make a big, big, big impact.
I agree with you. And plus, you know, I think the real benefit to people not paying taxes is it would give them some level of, if they had gotten to the point where they were courageous enough in order to not pay the federal government, maybe that would kind of help them down the road of other noncompliance or other of, you know, voluntary alternative solutions to this government that we have, or opening their mind to at least looking at some of those other options and maybe not participating with their state governments or local governments as well. So it could be, you know, a nice little liberty snowball kind of an effect if it actually happened, though I don't know how close we are to that actually happening.
Oh, yeah, it could happen. For me, though, it's a moral issue. I mean, I see what the government does, and you know, I've been covering this for about the same amount of time, and it's just one thing after another after another, and you guys read some of it on your show, and we talk about it all the time, and I can't support, I cannot give money to these violent thugs, you know?
Yep, I'm the same way.
That's basically what it boils down to.
Absolutely. You know, who the hell are they, and how was it that I became obligated to pay them in the first place? No one has ever successfully explained that to me.
Well, they have guns.
Well, okay, then that makes them a gang, and therefore they should be resisted as violent gangs should be resisted. So I think morally, we're coming from a very solid standing point.
Exactly, and that's why I haven't heard a peep out of the IRS, because they do not want this. They don't want somebody. They don't want to go after somebody like me, because if they do, it is going to be it's just going to be a big stink, and I'm going to make them look bad.
Well, right, because people like us aren't going to get up in front of a court and say, well, just show me the law and I'll pay you, because
who knows what Ed Brown was going to do. They never even let poor Ed Brown defend himself in court. So I'm not so sure that they actually are scared.
Oh, they let him defend himself, just not in completely in the way that he wanted to defend himself. So not completely.
You know, I'm not even going the Ed Brown route with this.
No.
It's, like I said, for me, it's a moral issue rather than a legal one.
Right.
You write some funny words on some magic paper, and suddenly everyone has to do whatever the magic paper says. That's law. I mean, that's what it is in a nutshell, but that doesn't make it right.
Absolutely. Michael, great call tonight, and thank you for the reminder to bring up this issue, and good luck continuing your hike there on the trail. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, if only we could get more Americans to jump on board this particular train.
It's pretty scary. You know, the whole idea that they, you know, you file...
Saying no to gangsters is a scary thing. There's no doubt about that.
Not filing, failure to file is 1 year in prison, but... How many years, you know, you'd fail to file 1 year, 2 years, then it comes, you know, it's not like you're going to just stop for 1 year, so it keeps on piling up. They finally come get you after it's been 10 years since you filed. It usually takes them a while, then that's 10 years in prison.
And then all the suckers still paying taxes get to pay to keep you in a jail cell.
Well, great. That's just what I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Those suckers paid just fine while I was in there the first time, and I'm not really terribly interested in, you know, doing a repeat.
But what if Michael's right? What if, you know, they're staying away from people like us simply because they know that the challenge is too great? Simply because, you know, they may realize that some of us know the truth, and that is that this is nothing more than a gang of thugs that is doing business at the threat of violence, and that there is no obligation to pay a fair share or anything like that, and they couldn't possibly prove it if asked to do so.
That sounds like the most wishful thinking that I've heard all day. No, absolutely. The government is not scared of you.
Why don't they go after Russell Canning? They've got him in custody.
And the things that you... How long has it been? You know, the wheels turn slowly. You can't push these bureaucrats. You can't say, hey, come get me about my taxes. Come get me.
He's been doing it a lot longer than any of us have.
Not that long. No, he hasn't.
I thought it was since the early aughts.
No, I don't. Early aughts.
Yeah.
But that's nothing, you know, for how long it takes these people to come after you.
No, anyway. I understand. Lots of people are scared. It's a scary thing. It's a gang. They're violent, scary. You know, they threaten your property. They threaten your family. But it's time that we stop putting up with it. 1-800-259-9231. Keep the money you earn. Give yourself an instant raise. Take some of that money. Pay off some of the debts that you have. You could make your life so much better if you didn't pay these goons in the federal government. And besides, it's going to kill people anyway, so get a little bit of blood on your hands, too. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. At freetalklive.com, the features, by the way, include the bulletin board system with over 340,000 posts. That's a lot of stuff to read, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about there. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing those extra pounds? Are working out and eating right just no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. Want to get off the fad diet roller coaster forever? Then check out notfatanymore.com.
1-800-259-9231. Whether you want to talk about taxes, are you someone who hasn't been paying the federal government's taxes? If so, how long has it been? What has your story been? Have they come after you? Tell us your story at 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to the phones and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Do you pay federal taxes, Paula?
No.
How long's it been?
Let's see. 1992, I think.
That's a long time. Have they sent you any threatening letters or anything like that?
Nope.
Really?
One thing, though, we need to know, you're just talking about inflation.
Yeah.
They just had today, they're going to start printing up more money.
Well, that's
they probably do that every day.
That's probably true.
But I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, we cannot afford. I mean, this is just going to destroy our money totally.
They're in the process of doing
their very best.
They ought to know this, and why aren't they stopping it?
Well, they do know it, Paula. They just don't care. See, because they're at the top.
People need to start raising cane. But anyway, we're getting ready to go to war in Iran. Cheney has sent ships, planes, everything over to the Persian Gulf.
I've heard that the Abraham Lincoln squadron, several boats that surround the USS Abraham Lincoln are over there.
Yeah, bad news. If that's true, it's not good. And the reason why they won't stop is because they benefit. The people at the top benefit from printing money, Paula.
Yep.
They're politically connected friends. They get government contracts that are financed with printed money, and so therefore
they're not keeping that. Yeah, they print the money, then they're not keeping it. They're spending it on things. They're spending it on gold, oil, commodities, all kinds of different things that they know that they're going to be able to keep as the dollar crashes. So they get the full value of it when it's printed, and then it's
stolen from everyone else.
In the process, in its spending, it dilutes the entire monetary, the currency out there, and our money becomes worth less.
Why do you, Paula, back on the tax topic, since it is the 15th and many people are fretting about having to pay feeling like they have to pay today, what was your reason in 1992 for stopping?
Well, for one thing, I was on disability, and I had gotten this, believe it or not, both my husband and I had HIV, and we didn't even know it.
You had HIV?
Yeah,
but you didn't know it?
Though.
Oh, that's good. How did you get rid of it?
There is medication to get rid of it.
What kind of medication?
Okay, doxycycline, it pulls, everybody's being lied to. It's not a virus, it's a mutated bacteria. It's called mycoplasma. Anyway, doxycycline pulls it out of your system in 2 weeks.
What is this doxycycline?
It's a antibiotic that pulls bacteria out of your system.
It's an AIDS cure, Mark.
Excellent.
Did you get it from Mexico? Where'd it come from?
It's what happened when they brought this in the United States from Africa. They brought it into Philadelphia. Then they came down here to Florida, and they started here, and they spread all over the United States. They spread it by plane. They were going around spraying it everywhere. I mean, they gave it to the animals.
So is that why you quit paying taxes? Because you believe the government gave you AIDS?
No, when you go on disability, you don't pay it. But the thing is, though, I mean...
you don't pay taxes when you're on disability? I didn't realize that.
Uh-uh.
I figured they taxed you every which way they possibly could.
No,
well, then you haven't really quit paying taxes then, Paula.
Sure she has.
Well, I mean, we're not paying it.
Yeah, well, that's not the same. But thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. It's not the same as choosing to stop paying their extractions.
It's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's quite. That doesn't require any courage, Mark. You're not really stepping outside of any boxes or boundaries.
I'm with you that it doesn't require the same amount of courage. That much is true. But there's 60 million Americans that don't file taxes, and so I've been told. And she's one of them.
1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything to the phones. And Jeff in Nevada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to bring up actually a couple of different topics. The first topic I want to talk about is the illegal government database called First Fruits. And what it is intelligence agencies are vigorously targeting journalists and talk radio hosts. And what it is First Fruits was originally developed by the CIA but given to the NSA to operate with CIA funding. And the database compiles journalists and talk radio hosts, and anybody that talks about the government or does negative stories about government agencies or the president. And actually, there's quite a few agencies involved in it. There's a lot of agencies pulled from the database, like the Defense Intelligence Agency.
So what happens if someone talks about bad about the government?
You get put on this list, on this database. Yeah.
So what?
I've got to be on a list somewhere.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Consequences, Jeff?
Well, I don't... Basically, I don't know if there are any consequences.
Well, then what's the big deal? Why is this newsworthy?
Well, because, you know, I think that this is it's an illegal list. I mean, it shouldn't be compiled.
Well, it's legal because they're doing it. It must be legal.
No,
I mean,
not.
All the stuff the government does must be legal, right? They're doing it, and they're getting away with it. I mean, if it was illegal, then they wouldn't do it, right? Isn't that how the government's supposed to work?
Yeah,
well, how can the government do something that's illegal?
The government absolutely can do things that are illegal.
But then it must be legal by the fact that the government's doing it.
No.
Like the Bush NSA spying program. That's illegal according to federal law. It's illegal and it's unconstitutional.
Well, the government
still
is
doing
the law.
The Supreme Court slaps down the government all the time, and what they're doing is illegal. Are there consequences to their illegality?
No.
There are no consequences. But to say that everything that the government does is legal is not even true.
Well, I
understand what you're saying, that the government makes the law, so therefore everything it does is legal, but that's not even so.
Well,
no. The executive branch does things that are illegal, and the judicial branch slaps them down.
Maybe it's
illegal. It doesn't happen enough, but it's absolutely true. You're wrong.
Maybe it's only illegal if they get caught.
I got another topic, guys.
Okay, go.
Hey, yesterday we were talking about the Texas compound that got raided with all those kids.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I really didn't get a chance to add something that I should have added. You know, we talked about the only thing that they had was this girl, a mysterious person called in.
Yeah.
And that's all they had. Now, I think that probably since the FBI was involved, what they do is they probably did it themselves.
That's what I think. I think somebody made it up.
And then this is, you know, from whistleblowers and hearing other whistleblowers talk, this is what you call a fishing expedition. They get all these kids in there and traumatize them to see if they can pull something out of them and coerce them and, making up something that's not even true.
Absolutely. They've done it before. And you know what? Thank you for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. In fact, one of the stories that Jeff had originally called about with the child sex rings in D.C., there was an allegation that a preschool out in California was involved in some sort of weird kiddie sex stuff. And actually what ended up happening was it was a overzealous prosecutor that planted some ideas in some kids' heads and got them to testify against these people. So it was all fabricated. So actually the government people have been known to have done things like that in the past.
Or it could have just been a neighbor that didn't like the compound being there. They could have just used the government as a tool, knowing that if they called in, they could cause problems.
Sure, but now the government has to justify itself so they can, you know, start putting plots in these kids' heads and giving them ideas about what may or may not have actually happened. More coming up. You can take control. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And if you want to be kept up to date with the program, find out what's going on with the show, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list, and you'll know first what's happening with Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it is completely free. Are you thinking about starting a business? Well, here's a word to the wise. IncorporatedLegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. Use the code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. We go to your phone calls. Ampline, Gene in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Well, hello. I thought I would update everyone to my 2 years of dancing with the devil here, paying the federal extortion money.
You are someone who had not been paying for a number of years, and they continued to try to extract money from bank accounts and wherever they possibly could from you, and you decided to get back on board with the IRS and continue and start paying them on a yearly basis.
Right. After 28 years of non-filing, they did manage to extort some money from me by putting some liens on property and things of that nature. They never did try to file any criminal charges against me. But as we were becoming a larger and larger target, and as they were putting people like Irwin Schiff, my buddy, in jail, I decided maybe I would jump back on the bandwagon, at least initially. I was hoping that Ron Paul would become president and that would be the end of it, but it doesn't. I'm still hoping that McCain will keel over, but we'll see on that front. But here's what's happened now. This is the second year that I've filed. I sent my check away yesterday, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. My hand was shaking as I wrote it, almost having a heart attack. But anyway,
don't have a heart attack. They won't get any more money out of you then, Gene.
Yeah, they want to keep me alive so they can bleed me. But the first year, we wound up with a refund. Well, of course, they didn't want to give us the refund because it had been so many years since I filed. They decided to hang on to the refund. So we fought for nearly the entire year to get what was left of our refund after they decided to keep some of it because they claimed that we owed some additional taxes and penalties from previous years.
So they made some stuff up after they had made an arrangement with you you know, get you to start filing again, and then they reneged on the arrangement when you got a refund.
Oh, there was no arrangement.
No
they
arrangement?
Did not
okay.
think, no, we never made an arrangement. This was just something that we decided to go in. And number one, and another reason that we had to do it other than our profile getting larger is that my wife's parents are trying to immigrate, so we have to provide tax returns to the immigration agency in order to get the clearance for the immigration. So
got
that's another reason.
So it's a payoff to the government to allow the in-laws to come to the United States.
Yeah, and a very expensive one.
Yeah, I understand.
So anyway, they withheld over almost half of our refund check from last year. They finally did cough it up about 2 months ago, just about the time we're doing our taxes for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we had to pay a whole bunch of money more again this year. This time, though, we structured so that we wouldn't have any refund. Instead, we had to owe money at the end of the year.
Seems wise.
So, just because I don't want them doing the same thing they did last
year. Yeah, sounds like the wise thing to do.
So, anyway, so for 2 years now, this is the second year we've been filing and giving them their blood money, and I don't call it income tax money. I call it what it is. It's extortion money. It's protection racket money. They have no more legitimate claim to that money than the federal mafia does when they come up to your little grocery store and they say, well, you know, the place could burn down if you don't pay a little insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's right.
And they have exactly the same legitimacy, but since I don't want them to burn my house down, I'm paying the illegitimate protection money right now. Now, I'm hoping that things will change in the future, and with people like Ian jumping on the bandwagon, I put in my 28 years, Ian, so now it's your turn to put in a few years. And, you know, if we get enough people that just keep on fighting this fight, eventually the beast will collapse. And this year, I think, with the economic situation the way it is, and that huge amount of money that you just mentioned a little while ago that supposedly the people owe, that amount of money that is owed is going to get only bigger and bigger as people have a tougher and tougher time paying their bills because they're going to just not pay the income tax.
I hope not. I would hope that they would choose their bills first over the income tax.
Yeah, so that'll be a good thing. I mean, initially, they may not even consciously choose to not pay the income tax, but what'll happen is they're going to wind up owing money at the end of the year and they're not going to have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they won't have a choice. They will have to not pay it because they simply won't. You know, it's between feeding your family and paying the income tax. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, and how many people can they lock up? I mean, Gene, what do you think? How many people are we going to need to actually put a stop to this as far as people not participating, getting together here in New Hampshire and, you know, helping support one another in the event that the IRS does decide to come after one of us? How many people do you think it would take to just scare them off completely?
Well, I think the numbers are already there. The numbers are there. There's enough people now that are not filing because the numbers are there. They're trying to use Irwin Schiff and some of these other guys as scare tactics. And, you know, it did get our attention because we are getting to be a big enough target to where I don't want to be made an example of. So it did get our attention. But if you're in the average income range and you decide to drop out and you've got your own business where you can structure your money that way, then I think we're going to see more and more of that. And as those numbers reach half a million.
Hold on, before you go on, if you've got your own business and you structure your money, the business still has to file an income tax report. I mean, you're still filing. You're not paying them very much, but you're still filing.
Well,
so what's the difference?
If you're
there?
A small enough business where you're not incorporated, you're basically just doing business as.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
That's all personal income. So in that regard, you still can deduct all of your expenses, which you can't do when you're just a wage earner.
Sure, but you have to file. And as far
I don't know what all that means.
As far as
deductions and all that.
Right. Well,
they claim you have to file, sure. But, I mean, it's like everything else they claim. If you don't want to file, don't file.
That's how I feel about it, and I'm not. Thank you for the call, Gene. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Look, I don't know what all the tax gobbledygook deductions, all whatever the other terms are. I have no interest in learning about all that, nor do I feel as though I have an obligation to learn all of it. No one ever created an obligation on me to file these taxes, so I'm with Gene on that one. No need to file anything. Who the hell are they? How dare they demand anything about my private life and my private activities?
I agree that they don't have any right to do it, but however, they do run pretty effectively run these prisons, and they will toss you in, and that's what concerns me.
1-800-259-9231. Oh, you should be happy about it, Mark. You take over the show. You won't have to pay. You won't have to pay me the percentage on the ad sales anymore. Though you probably have to pay someone else to do the work that I do. All right, so we'll continue here
less.
With the phone calls. Let's talk to Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, it's about when they confiscated all that gold back in 1933.
Yeah.
I have in front of me the executive order. It's not that lengthy, but it is very scary.
Hmm.
Okay. Quote, by virtue of the authority vested in me by Section 5B of the Act of October 6, 1917, as amended by Section 2 of the Act of March 9, 1933, in which Congress declared that a serious emergency exists, I, as President, do declare that the national emergency still exists, that the continued private hoarding of gold and silver by subjects of the United States...
Subjects?
That's what it says. Subject of the United States poses a grave threat to the peace, equal justice, and well-being of the United States. I mean, you have this metal, not uranium or anything that actually could pose
right.
a threat to somebody. Gold in a safe deposit box is a threat to the... Okay, but getting back to the quote. And that appropriate measures must be taken immediately to protect the interests of our people. Therefore, pursuant to the above authority, I hereby proclaim that such gold and silver holdings... are prohibited.
We'll come back and talk about this with you. Hang on, Tom. 800-259-9231. Scary stuff. More about what the gang has done in the past. They confiscated people's gold from them, and they said it was a threat to the United States. Now, what is the United States, and why is gold a threat to it? Let's look at that. Coming up here in moments, this is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a rice machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rice's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, including the wiki with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Get editing if you like. You can change pretty much anything there at wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. WIKI is wiki.freetalklive.com. And we continue with the calls here. We had Tom on the line. I believe he's still there in New Hampshire reading the executive order that back in the 30s, ordered the federal government's executive branch to confiscate gold from individual Americans. And some of the terminology in that particular order is pretty scary, and I don't think you quite finished it, Tom, but just to recap, they referred to people in the United States as the subjects of the United States. Now, that's a word that I thought went out with the king, but apparently it hasn't. And then it also suggested that the fact that people were able to own gold was somehow a threat to the well-being of the United States. And I think it bears mentioning what exactly the United States is, because there's a lot of confusion out there, especially if you were raised in a government school, as to what the United States is. People believe that that's the country that they live in. Well, no, not necessarily. The United States, as I understand it, is the corporation that is the federal government. That is the United States. It's different from America. It's different from, you know...
Well, America is essentially the two continents together.
Yeah. I mean, North America,
yes, Central America, South America. So that's the, you know, the Western Hemisphere, more or less. So I'm not so sure your terminology really holds up to
scrutiny. I thought people called this country America, but I guess...
They do, but yeah. It's just this hubris that we've got going on. It's like we're calling ourselves citizens of the world. And no one else is.
Well, from what I understand, the United States government is a corporation. And
sure it
so
is.
The existence of individuals
in the
carrying...
Same way, in the same way that, you know, Keene is a corporation, but since I live in Keene, I'm a Keeniac. That doesn't mean that I am part of the corporation. You know, there's, you know, the corporation, quote-unquote, owns, or at least operates like it does own. Everyone seems to tacitly agree that it owns, even though it has never paid for, the land inside the line. Mm. So I think that the United States is both a country and a corporation, you know, that the government, you know, the incorporated government that runs that country.
Okay, fine. But in that case, the claim that people owning gold is a danger to the United States is ludicrous if you take the definition
of
it being a country.
Sure.
Whereas if the definition is of it as a corporation, then one could say, well, for whatever reason, people owning gold is dangerous to this particular legal entity.
Yeah.
And that much is true, because in the real world, if you have precious metals, that protects you from inflation. It protects you from the government's you know, funny money system that they have here in this country, the fiat dollar. And so, therefore, because you're insulated from that, you are
somewhat a threat to the status quo, and you're a threat to the corporation or the government known as the United States. Tom, are you following us?
Yeah. Now, let me mention they're talking about gold and silver.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Washington Quarter was introduced in 1932 and continued to be 90% silver right up through 1964. This executive order was 5 days after FDR got elected, and then the pothole got reelected in 1936, reelected in 1940, and reelected in 1944 by people who just don't give a fire truck about the rights of somebody else to have an inert metal in their safety deposit box.
Yeah.
I mean, what could be more innocent than having United States money in using it as money? But it says, quote, "Therefore, pursuant to the above authority, I hereby proclaim that such gold and silver holdings are prohibited, and that all such coin, bullion, or other possessions of gold and silver be tendered within 14 days to agents of the government of the United States for compensation at the official price in the legal tender of the government. All safe deposit boxes in banks or financial institutions have been sealed, pending action in the due course of the law.
Yep.
All sales or purchases or movements of such gold and silver within the borders of the United States and its territories, and all foreign exchange transactions or movements of such metals across the border are hereby prohibited. Your possession of these proscribed metals and or your maintenance of a safe deposit box to store them is known to the government from bank and insurance records. Therefore, be advised that your vault box must remain sealed and may only be opened in the presence of an agent of the Internal Revenue Service."
Right, so if you thought you could put your gold in a safe deposit box and actually have it be safe, you were wrong, and the government locked down everything, and they went in and they raided people's safe deposit boxes before they could possibly get their hands on it.
What about if they ban some kind of mushroom, just for example, like they ban marijuana and LSD? Does that mean they can seal everybody's safe deposit boxes?
Sure.
And start opening up safe deposit boxes?
Well, the banks exist at the pleasure of the federal government. So, yeah, the banks will do whatever it is that the government wants them to do.
They're little more than wings of the government.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And even if you have it, even if you have your gold in your house, and then the 14 days comes and goes and you haven't turned it in, it's like having a bag of cocaine in your house. You can't buy anything with it now because nobody can post a sign saying that they're going to pay the high price for gold, that they're willing to take gold for a payment.
Yep.
Because
you'd have to buy in the black market. If,
now,
if
you and I, Tom, you and I would agree that this is an egregious trampling upon freedom, and this isn't good. But this happened so long ago. I mean, this is about as irrelevant to most Americans as slavery.
But it's not irrelevant.
Hold on, it is to them in the same way that say slavery is, or alcohol prohibition. You know, they look at it as like, that's something that's ancient history. It doesn't have anything to do with us.
Right. The thing is, you get all these morons who think that you're a bad person if you're smuggling your own gold out of New York up to Montreal. You're a bad person. You're breaking the law. You're not sharing your gold with your country or whatever the thing is. And that's illegal. And you get these fat, stupid, ugly old ladies who think that it's perfectly okay for the government to go and steal your gold.
Yeah, that is a problem, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
The cool thing about gold is dogs can't find it.
Well, okay, yes. And it's relevant to bring this up, Mark. And I understand. You are agreeing it is relevant. And people need to understand if they're looking at it and saying, well, that's just an old story. Well, the rules haven't changed here, folks. If the government decides it wants to make gold illegal again, then it can, and know that it's true that they can come into your safe deposit box and take all your crap.
And their reason for making gold was just as good as their reason for
making gold illegal.
Making gold illegal, excuse me. Making gold illegal is just as good as their reason for making alcohol illegal, or just as good as their reason for making marijuana or any other drug illegal. It's just a bunch of crap that benefits somebody in the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It's the same reason for owning people. That's why it is, because somebody in the government, somebody with power, said, this benefits me, and I'm going going to make this the law. And they managed to warp people's minds around it. I'm sure they had people running around saying owning gold is bad. I know they had people running around saying that drinking alcohol is bad, possessing alcohol is bad, producing alcohol is bad. Same thing with drugs. And
yeah.
Honestly, they'd say things like, the Negro's better off being owned, and they're lesser than humans. They would really say this. They're lesser than white people, and we are here to take care of them. That's the whole purpose. Of course, the fact that they beat them, just doesn't seem superfluous to these people. But that's the kind of dichotomous thoughts that humans are capable of. Your fellow Americans that just simply won't stand up and won't say that this is not right. I was talking to somebody recently, and it was, speaking down about the civil disobedience types, and she said, she was talking bad about civil disobedience types, and I said, well, the way they look at it is they're doing the same things that the people that got to the milk or the milkshake line there in that Woolworths or whatever, you saw the four black
Rosa
kids.
Parks.
Rosa Parks. She was, of course, the next one on my list, and she's like, oh, it's nothing like that. Well, says who? You've just swallowed the pill, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Look, these people are right that we are slaves of the government. The fact is...
Subjects, Mark. Subjects.
That's the old term, but
It still works.
I don't know whether it works or not.
Here's the definition of subject from dictionary.com. Number one definition, one who is under the rule of another or others, especially one who owes allegiance to a government or ruler. What's a citizen?
Somebody who owes allegiance in exchange for a duty of protection or something like that.
By the government, yes.
Mm-hmm.
An individual who has chosen to join up with the government and supposedly to receive the services of protection. Now, we know that the federal government has ruled time and time again that there is no obligation for them to protect you, so therefore how could there possibly be an obligation created on you to owe them allegiance? But anyway, what I wanted to point out here was that citizen is subject. They are one in the same. They are an interchangeable term. If you consider yourself a citizen of the United States,
well,
you're a subject of the United
subject
States.
Have the, does the government have an obligation to provide protection to a subject? Because I didn't hear that in the definition.
1-800-259.
Because I'd say that's the difference, that we are, in fact, subjects, according to the definitions that you've read, and not citizens. Because the government does not owe us a protection.
Interesting point.
According to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, then again, I didn't choose to be either, so I'm a free man. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.